Hello!
Shut up, Mr. Gumby!
My brain hurts!
Shut up!
Sorry!
Hello! I've broken it!
Get off my board! Hello!
WMUC-FM, College Park.
Come in! Open the door and come in!
Sorry!
Hello!
Hey, Joey, did you see my pills, man?
What pills, man?
Well, I had a bunch of downs, man.
You okay? Far out, man. You had some downs and you weren't even going to share them with us.
Come on, wait.
Hey, man, I was going to share them with everybody before we went to the concert, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then how come you had them hidden in your sleeping bag, man?
Hey, man, what are you doing in my sleeping bag, man?
I was looking for my Black Sabbath record, man, which I found.
Hey, man, that's my Black Sabbath record, man.
It is not, man.
It is so, man.
It is not, man.
It is so, man.
It is not, man.
Yes, it is, man.
That's my record. My old lady ripped it off, man.
Hey, man, if you remember, man, she was my old lady when she ripped it off, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Well, that's my record now, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
What do you mean your room, man? This is a front room and anybody can come in here.
Hey, man, the part between the tie-dye curtain and the two bricks is my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, man, why don't you keep your dog in your room?
Hey, man, Toe can go anywhere in the house if he wants to, man.
I know, man. That's the trouble with that dog. He goes everywhere in the house, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to, man.
Yeah, you do too, man. Hey, what happened to the rest of the bologna, man?
I ate it.
Hey, man, that was my bologna, man. Your eyes ripped me off for stuff, man.
I paid for over half of that bologna, man.
You did not, man.
And I only had 6 pieces, man.
Yeah, and you only put in 17 cents for that bologna, too, man.
I put in them pop bottles, man.
Which pop bottles?
Them pop bottles. Remember the pop bottles we had by the door?
Hey, man, those were my pop bottles, man. There was 2 orange crushes and a grape. And a big 7-Up, man. They were my pop bottles, man.
That big 7-Up bottle was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
I found it, man. I found it out in the garbage, man. Remember?
No, I don't remember, man, because I found it in the empty lot, man.
You never did. That was the bottle we used to revive Strawberry with. Remember?
No, it wasn't, man. We didn't use a 7-Up bottle.
We did so.
We did not, man.
We did so.
We did not. That's Strawberry, man.
Go, you ask him, man.
I don't have to ask him anything, man, because I know I found that 7-Up bottle in the empty lot, man, because I had to clean the dirt clods out of it, man.
Well, that was my bottle, man.
Forget you, man. You ate more than 6 pieces of the bologna, too, man.
I never did, man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did, man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did, man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did, man. I never did, man.
Hey, did you flush the toilet yesterday, man?
Yeah.
All right, then you gotta clean it up, man.
Why, man?
Man, you know we're not supposed to flush the toilet, man.
Come on, you gotta drive us home.
Hey, man, get the phone.
Answer the phone!
Hey, man,
get the phone. What am I supposed to do?
Answer the phone.
Hello?
Hey, man, listen very carefully, man. Don't answer the phone, man. You got that? Don't answer the phone. Even if it's me calling, man, don't answer because I think the phone is bugged, man. Okay? Okay? Hello?
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 Hey, man, what the hell are you doing? Did you
Pedro?
Hear what I said? Yeah,
is that you, man?
No, no, it's Freddy,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, where are you, man?
Well, I'm calling from outside, man, but listen.
Hey, you got the dope?
Hey, man, don't say nothing about
Wow, man, you better hurry up and get over here, man. Everybody thinks you ripped them off.
Hey, man, will you cool it, man?
Hey,
listen to
where are you, man?
I'm outside, man. Listen
what, did you forget the address again?
Man, no, I don't.
Now, listen, write it down,
man. Don't say nothing about the address of the cops are listening on their own face, man.
1482 Adams, you got it? Okay. Hey, right behind John's van is parked in front. You can't miss it, man. Okay. Hey, did you get the pills too, man? Hello? Hey, man, I gotta hang up. There's someone pounding at the door.
This is it, guys and gals. The new thing, the moving, grooving thing. You said school was a bummer. Well, baby, it ain't no more. This is. Top 40 Education with the one and only Doc Rock. Now keep your ear pressed to that blackboard because we're switching to English Central and Super Prof.
Gotta learn to dance before we learn to walk. Gotta learn to spell before we learn to talk. And Super Prof's here to please with the ABCs.
Super Prof, Super English Time. Correct this sentence. I want my pibble should clear up.
Tired of classes that keep throwing the book at you? Well, now you can sign up for one that'll let you use your own hands to make valuable objects.
By the time we got to woodshop, we were half a million strong.
Everybody's heading for woodshop. Stop by and talk to the carpenters. Before you know it, you'll be making your own hat racks, birdhouses, wooden legs. Check it out today.
You can study the moon or inflate a balloon. You can analyze a tune on a sector at home. Cause science man's coming in
Science Man with a big B biology. Today we're going to study bacteria. How we're going to infect ourselves with botulism right after this message.
And now a statement of editorial opinion from Mr. Harry W. Keister, general manager and principal.
It has come to our attention that large numbers of pupils have been walking in the halls without a pass. From now on, if you are caught in the halls without a pass, you will be shot. Thank you.
And now, the news.
Professor Scoop with the latest poop. A big fight in the second floor boys' washroom puts washroom monitor Bruce Purvis in the infirmary again. Sophomore chemistry lab is raided by the narc squad. The principal reports that someone has stolen his desk. And in the lunchroom, milk goes up a penny today after the threat of a strike by Bessie and Viola. Now, down to our between periods traffic spotter.
This is flying patrol boy Billy Bumpo cruising on the first floor just north of the tardy office. Traffic is moving very... Oh, a locker is open and a bunch of books have fallen on the floor. Traffic is really backing up. It's a bad one. If you have a class at this end of the first floor, I suggest you attend an alternate class on the second or the third floor. Well, that's the bell. We'll be back with another flying traffic report between fourth and fifth periods. Now we switch you down to Phys Ed.
Hi, this is Phys Ed here with the gym class. Today we're going to meditate. Ready now. Meditate. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Come on, everybody meditate here. One, two, you there. You're not meditating. One, two, three, four. Okay, now we're going to do some inhaling exercises. But first, this message.
Where can you go between 12 and 1? Where can you go for a fight or fun? Where can you get sick each day at noon? Garbage City, the lunchroom.
That's right,
gang, the lunch room. No far-out organic foods, just good old American oatmeal burgers. Stupendous grease-flavored french fries. Delicious chocolate milk chocked full of nourishing wax. It's all in the lunch room where you get yesterday's food today.
This is Nancy Fancy with Home Economics. Today we're going to learn about our clothing. And the way we're going to learn is by making an actual piece of clothing we can wear ourselves or give to a friend. We are going to tie-dye a tie! Now watch carefully. First, we take the tie we're going to dye and tie it. When the tie is tightly tied, we dip the tie in the tie-dye dye. When the tie-dye tie is dry, we untie the tie and take the dye we've just applied and set it aside. Retie the tie-dye tie, take another dye, dip the retied tie in this dye too. Take it out, let it dry, untie the tie, and you've got a tie-dye tie. And that tie's not all you can tie-dye. You can tie-dye a tutu too. Take the tutu, tie the tutu, dip it in the dye, let it dry like the tie we dyed. Now tear the tutu in two. Now you've got two tutus to tie-dye. Take the two ties you tie-dyed and the two tutus you've torn in two and tied and dip them in the dye.
Hello.
And now a message for the patrons of this theater from the president of the NAAAA, the National Association for the Advancement of Afro-Americans, Dr. George Stevens.
Hello. I've just been reading a very important motion picture script, which has already been filmed. Why am I reading the script when I could be watching the movie? Simply because I feel this film is of great importance, not just to the Afro-American community, but to all Negroes. For this is the first motion picture, to our lawyer's knowledge, that has dared to be suggested by the life of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. It serves as a living testimonial to the dignity of man and to the beauty of his woman. I have never before been asked to endorse a motion picture, and so it is with deep pride and humility that I urge you to owe it to yourself to undergo this uplifting cinematic experience.
He's back.
He's bad.
He's black.
He's glad.
He's Kingpin.
Black Ivory Productions presents a Zodiac International release.
Kingpin.
He's a king. He's a pin. He's a kingpin.
Introducing Denver Devereaux Jr., 8th round draft pick of the New York Jets in his motion picture debut, is Kingpin.
And he's got a plan to stick it to the Klan.
Sorry, fella, but you gotta get to the back on this bus.
Listen, you honky donkey. Nobody tells Kingpin to get back.
I thought you were nonviolent, Kingpin.
Sure, man. Only when I'm dreaming.
Got a dream, got the steam to be Kingpin.
They call him the Doctor, and he's got a special treatment for Whitey's four-wheel jive.
If anybody's gonna be called Mr. Charlie, it's gonna be Kingpin.
You can't muscle me out of this, Kingpin. This is the biggest march Washington has ever seen.
Dig this and dig it deep, Congressman Muldoon. If there's gonna be snow in Washington, it's gonna be black snow. Now you take your business elsewhere, white boy.
Oh, this would be a heck of a time for my feet to desert me.
So was known across the nation. He led the fight for toleration. Now here's the right for exploitation.
Kingpin. Kingpin, when we gonna get out of this scene? When we gonna go away to the mountains? Just the two of us.
The man won't let me, honey. I'm in too deep.
Forget the man. Think about your woman.
Oh, boy.
Ain't no bluff, not the stuff to be Kingpin.
If you want to get it together and see the brother who predicted the weather, dress your mother up in leather and see Kingpin.
The critics agree
it's bad.
An entirely different life exists. Gone is the hustle and the bustle of the outside world.
Within these walls, dedicated people are performing the all-important task of teaching and molding the young people of this nation into individuals strong of mind and of purpose.
Perhaps I could review your status before the meeting. Yes, I think I'll do that.
In some instances, get individual attention.
What advanced lab work?
Extracurricular activities are well planned so that each participating student gets the most out of his academic life.
I gotta take a shower. I'm simply right of reek.
What's with them guys?
Kicks. Everybody's gotta get their kicks.
A clean mind and a clean body.
Wow! Morgensborg!
So why don't you beat it to the next room?
What? But how with you? I wanna stay.
Cultural pursuits are varied and are dependent more or less upon the individual student's own concept of culture. Group study in most instances is encouraged as it seems to bring out more of the student's inner workings and stimulates the student to assume roles calling for more active participation. This in turn has a strong tendency to impress upon the students the value of team effort.
Bring in the sacrificial altar and the sacrificial lambs.
Uppermost on campus is the fraternity, where members become brothers forever. All are as one in the desire for a finer and healthier existence. Values are established here that will maintain the student in the years ahead. It is traditional that fraternity initiations are planned in such a way that they put to the test the mental and moral fiber of the initiate to the utmost. However, one must keep in mind also that this form of student activity, while not only traditional, ultimately forms a behavior pattern that will stand the initiate in good stead in times of stress in future years. A fondness for nature and nature's wonders are also studied. Of course, all work and no play is not good either. So, occasionally the students break away from the tedium of study to relax. A quiet little get-together with their fellow students and teachers. It is here that inner souls are bared, among other things. It is here that individual frustrations are satisfied, so that on the morrow, rejuvenated minds and bodies are once again able to cope with academic requirements. For the female student, there is always someone with a strong maternal drive to turn to in times of emotional stress.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
What could be more relaxing than a little drink of sherry, cookies to munch on, and a sedate dance or two with a chosen one? This then is college life. See this amusingly bawdy and revealing motion picture that takes you inside the hallowed halls of Ivy. It shows you that college can and does prepare students for the finer things in life. College girls will be coming to this theater next.
Start talking.
So Jay, I stumbled upon a song on YouTube.
Yes.
I think it's by MC Pastor.
Oh yeah, I see him there. That's the whitest man I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah, I don't know if there are stuff he can say during the song, but can you say the name of the song?
Rapping for Jesus.
So that's how you say it, rapping?
Yes.
Not rapping, but rapping.
Wait, what's the difference between rapping and rapping?
Because at the end there is the G sound.
Oh.
Rapping, rapping.
Okay.
Rapping. So let's play Rapping for Jesus by MC Pastor.
Okay. And his wife, who is also very white.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you gotta do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's 'cause Jesus Christ is my nigga. Woo! He's a life changer, miracle arranger, born to the virgin mom in a manger, water to wine, he's a drink exchanger, and he died for your sins. I preach the word, that's my gig, and I rhyme better than Notorious Big. All the other MCs, I wish them well, but if you live in sin, you burn in hell. Now I'ma pass the mic to my lovely wife. She's a fly MC and the light of my life. So to bust a rhyme without further ado, take it away, Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's the son of the original G. And he was sent to earth to elucidate the way that we should be.
What?
Like if another MC says, you're a freak, you're a lame butt rapper and your rhymes are weak. I don't get mad and I don't critique, I forgive him and turn the other cheek. I don't blaspheme and I don't brag, I don't cuss, and my pants don't sag. I do exude a little Christian swag and I'm proud to be an American.
Jesus Christ is a nigga.
Let his light shine through ya.
Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hallelujah. Jesus Christ is a nigga. He's our homie MC, JC, you see, he's an honest, caring, peace-loving nigga like me. If you do drugs and you think you're cool, you need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can, stand up tall, you're a Christian man. Word up, I'm freestyling.
Hit me.
So, Jade, that was Rapping for Jesus by MC Pastor featuring Notorious Chick. So,
in tribute to Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, they even mentioned him. You know, can you believe that's a tribute to him?
I'm trying to think of the similarities. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, this is a tribute to Notorious B.
Uh-huh.
Well, wasn't he was he Christian?
Notorious B.I.G.? I don't know. But
so that was the first, that was one song, and I know, and I have another song. Are you, I know it's more of a modern song, but what do you say?
I'll listen.
Okay, so let's go with Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Mm-mm-mm. So good.
With over 100 weekly recipes.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I've become so numb, without a soul. My spirit's sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and lead it back home.
Wake me up!
Wake me up inside!
I can't wake up!
Wake me up inside!
Save me!
Call my name and save me from the dark!
Wake me up!
Put my blood to
I can't wake up!
Before I come undone!
Save me!
Save me from the nothing I've become! Now that I know what I'm without, you can't just leave me breathe into me and make me real. Bring me life.
Wake me up!
Wake me up inside!
I can't wake up!
Wake me up inside!
Save me!
Call my name and save me from the dark!
Wake me up!
Bid my blood to run!
I can't wake up!
Before I come undone!
Save me!
Save me from the nothing I've become!
Okay, I'll stop here.
Broke the third wall. The fourth wall.
The fourth wall.
The fourth wall.
So, do you know who was singing?
Goofy.
Yeah, Goofy.
Yeah.
What do you think about this song?
I like it better than the lady who sings it. In the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's something I didn't expect from you.
Well...
So what else do we have? So we had a MC Pastor and Notorious Cheek. Now we have Goofy. What else?
Well, I have some stuff related to Martin Luther King. Well, I already played that, the story of Kingpin. And this
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Oh, that was a reminder. This program is in color. Even though we only have two colors so far. But if anybody else wants to come and visit,
do we
can
have
add
colors?
A third and a fourth, huh?
What kind of colors do we have?
White and brown.
Okay. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I'm white and you're brown.
So yeah, we only have like two colors. Are we daltonic?
Daltonic.
Oh, no, like colorblind.
Yes, no. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
So, I don't know, how do a colorblind person know that they're colorblind? Because someone else told them that they're colorblind?
Because they ran through the red light.
Oh, the red light. Oh, that's dangerous. So yeah, I didn't know that, so I learned something new today. And I don't drive, so
okay.
I don't see traffic lights. So what else do we have?
Wait a minute. CD number 2 is flashing, but I forgot what I put on. Let me see what I put on there. I know what it is. It's a David Bowie medley.
Jackson 3. You've read it in your tea leaves. Tracks are on TV. Beware the savage jaw of 1984. They'll spit your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're 80. But brother, you won't care. You'll be shooting up as usual, like tomorrow wasn't there. Beware the savage jaw of 1984. See, come to remember me. We played out an all-night movie role. You said it would last, but I guess we enrolled in 1984.
Thank you. na na na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me, I love it. Luck and intuition, play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. Oh, 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 I'll get him hard, show him what I got. Oh,
Na-na-na-na.
I wanna roll with him, a hard pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me,
I love it.
Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun.
Fun. Oh,
I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promise this. Check this hand cause I'm marvelous.
Carry me, carry me. No, he can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody.
Carry me, carry me. No, he can't read my poker face.
She's got me like nobody.
Carry me, carry me. No, he can't read my poker face.
She's got me like nobody.
Pop, 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 poker face. Pop, pop, poker face.
Na-na-na-na.
So that was Eric Cartman singing Poker Face, and I want to be clear about something. This is not AI. This song is at least from 13 years ago. And it looks like Trey Parker, the voice of Eric Cartman in the show, recorded this, put it on internet for people to download. So yeah, this is not AI, and you know, right now if you Google something, most of the results are AI, and if you try one of those covers by some, I don't know, cartoon character, they're AI, unfortunately, but this one is real. So yeah, that was Trey Parker. Yeah, so what do we have next?
A quick message from Stewie Griffin.
Oh, hey, Bri. Hey, you want to go out and get some gluten-free pizza? I'm gluten-free now. But, you know, I'm not going to be annoying about it.
Too late.
Okay, thanks, Stewie.
So now that Stewie gave us an informative, a very important announcement, what is next?
Well, let's see. Fade up CD1.
Shut up, Your team lose.
Now hold on a second. And by the way,
interrupt this program for Obama to say something.
My fellow Americans, I'd like to announce that I'm running for president of America as a black man this time.
I did some time in jail. I did some crime with Michelle. We stole some fried watermelon.
Yippee-yay, Kanye.
I'm known to smack up a bitch. I got Kool-Aid in the fridge. I never met my kids. Their real dad is Kanye.
Guns, yeah, I sold them. Hose tricks, yeah, I told them. Blunt splits, yeah, I rolled them. Grinding nuts, a homegrown KB. Hey, I just met you. So please don't tase me. My name's Obama. Was born in Haiti. I still get food stamps. I'm just lazy. I'm still on welfare. That will be over. Incarcerate me. If I get unemployed, means Obama. I'll go with
Jeezer, are you young Jeezer? How'd you get in the White House?
I smoke a lot of Newports. I sit a lot on the porch. I stole 2012 Porsche from my neighbor's driveway. I did a lot of drug deals. I killed Osama for trills. I blamed it on Navy SEALs. It's sideways. Bro, yeah, I'm holding. Rocks, weed, meth, heroin. White House garden showing.
What you think I'm growing? Daisies?
Hey, I just met you. So it's okay, see? My name's Obama. I'm half Kuwaiti. It's hard to look white. Robbing Macy's. Give me the food booth. Don't try to blame me. Hey, I just met you.
Now, the American people have a clear choice. Would you like to get smacked with a pimp cane or with the back of my hand? It's hard to look white. I'm smacking ladies, so it's no wonder y'all crackers hate me.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. I stealed your Hummer and froed your baby. Sandusky touched the boy, or so they say. See, my name's Obama. Chicken is tasty. Before I came in the White House, I used to smoke crack. I used to soak crack. I used to roll so black. All you haters don't like me. Lick my ballsack. Y'all haters fall to pay me.
I mean, do we really need another black guy on unemployment right now? I'm sorry, I get that from my mother. She's a typical white person.
I wanted to break, laugh it all off in your face, what would you do? What if I fell to the floor, couldn't take this anymore? What would you do, come break me down, bury me, I am finished with you. What if I wanted to fight, beg for the rest of my life? What would you do? You say you wanted more. What are you waiting for? I'm not running from you. Come.